9. This is the third session of 4. And we're looking at verse 19 through 26 in Romans 9. And this one is entitled, God's Will and You. God's Will and You. So let's read the passage, starting with verse 19. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what is molded say to its molder, why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath, you and I, by the way, vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, you and I, by the way, which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even as whom he has called not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. As indeed he says in Hosea, those who were not my people I will call my people, and her who was not beloved I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God. So let's continue with the difficult concepts we addressed last time. We contrasted fairness and justice and concluded that God is just. He is always right and always righteous. So how is it that one person he loves and one he rejects? So last time we saw in verse 18 that he has mercy on whom he will, and he hardens or withholds mercy from whom he will. Now we find in verse 19 another question. If God is all-powerful and has determined what will happen before the beginning of time, how can I be blamed? To what degree does he know and determine your eternal destiny? Remember, God knows you past, present, and future. He knows what you will do, what you will decide, who you will trust, what sins your sin nature will struggle with, where you will get off track, and if you will return to him. Remember also, along with his sovereignty is his great desire to love you and be loved in return as you trust and obey him, giving him glory for all that you are. Despite your sin nature, inherited from Adam, he desires to love you and use you for his glory. I'll read again verses 21 through 24. So let's do that. Let's go back to 21. And it's a familiar passage we see elsewhere in the scripture as well. Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy which he has prepared for his glory? You are a vessel made with clay, a target of his love, a focus of his purpose, a work of his goodness and mercy. He wants you to know forgiveness, for in forgiveness you will choose to praise and thank him. And thus, all is accomplished for his glory and ultimately for yours. I close with a profound thought in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. This tells us to find, yes, choose the narrow gate. Few find the more difficult narrow gate which leads to life. The key to this is faith alone in Christ alone. So many find the wide gate and think they're okay, but they're on the wrong path. Few there are that find the narrow gate that is more difficult but leads to life, and that's faith alone in Christ alone. So, Father, I thank you again for loving us, for teaching us truth, for showing us the way to achieve access to the narrow gate, where few find you. And let us not be surprised that those around us, some seem to understand truth and others just go along with their religious activity thinking that everything's fine. So these are the ones that are often called believers who don't believe. We pray that those ones would discover that the narrow way, faith alone in Christ alone, is the answer and the key to eternal life with you and to experiencing your purpose and your love. I thank you for all this in Jesus' name.